This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration is looking at possible economic stimulus, including reports of a cut in payroll taxes given the economic drag of the coronavirus. And today, representatives of the Centers for Disease Control are due on Capitol Hill to talk about strategy and funding, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
President Trump's 2021 budget proposal for the CDC cut funding to the agency by about 16%. Now, with an $8 billion funding package that was just signed into law, Jay Shambaugh at the Brookings Institution says,
"You're seeing continued activity to try to make sure anything that needs to be funded from a public health standpoint is funded."
And right now, thanks to low interest rates, the government can borrow money cheaply, says Desmond Lockman at the American Enterprise Institute. But
it takes time to spend that kind of money efficiently, so I wouldn't expect an increase in the very near future.
Shambaugh at Brookings says the money is good in the short term.
But now there's a much broader conversation in Congress about an appropriate kind of fiscal response that stretches beyond the immediate funding the public health agencies as well.
Responses like tax cuts or paid sick leave that may address other consequences of the outbreak. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.